following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. Project Independence and You is a senior talk radio program. And today we've had Graciela Hall as the co-host. So
hi.
It's
happy
to
be here.
We're happy to have you. And of course, our wonderful radio show producer, Christina Liu, is working back there the whole time. We were speaking with Caregiver Support Initiative earlier with through Parker Jewish Institute for Health and Rehabilitation. And then we were talking with Elizabeth Eberhardt, Assistant Vice President of United Way, talking about Project Warmth, which is a heating assistance program. So important, especially as we're getting into those colder months. You can call 211 or actually 311 in the town of North Hempstead. Now we have our guest, Caroline Sarikoff. And Caroline, we're so excited to have you here. Fun. So you're the festival director for the Gold Coast International Film Festival. You're the associate director.
I'm the festival director and the associate director of the Gold Coast Arts Center.
Okay, so that is a very long title with a lot going on. We're really happy to have you here and always happy to partner. The town's always thrilled to be part of this wonderful program. Can you give us a little history of the Gold Coast, when it started, how it came to be?
So the Gold Coast Art Center, of which I first started working for about 10 years ago, the Art Center has been around for over 25 years. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We're based in Great Neck, but we serve people throughout the town of North Hempstead and even beyond its borders, throughout Long Island, Queens, with our many different types of arts programming. So we have a 10,000 square foot facility in Great Neck that has a free public art gallery. We have a school for the arts for people of all ages to take classes in all of the visual and performing arts. We have a concert series with our own theater. We have an arts and education outreach program that partners with a lot of the schools within the town to provide arts programming to public school students. The arts are always the first thing that is cut, unfortunately, especially these days when budgets are tight. So we kind of step in and help train teachers on how to incorporate the arts into their core curriculum subjects and provide artist residencies and school gallery tours and things like that.
Wonderful.
And then we, of course, have our film program, which has been going on for over 25 years. We have a year-round film program where it started as a way to bring independent, foreign, documentary, you know, the kind of films that you cannot see in your regular movie theater.
Right.
You cannot see necessarily on TV because they don't have distribution. You'd have to go to Manhattan or you'd have to go to a film festival. We started showing those films about 25 years ago. And that year-round program, which shows even today, because it's separate from our film festival, it shows about 30 films a year. Where there's these one-night-only screenings. We show them in movie theaters in the town. And every one of the screenings is followed by a Q&A with one of the filmmakers. We tend to call it, it's a really city experience out in the suburbs where the parking is easier and cheaper. The tickets for our films are, you know, $10, $12. You know, and you're getting a speaker and you're getting a film that you wouldn't necessarily be able to see anywhere
else. It's a great experience.
It's really fantastic. And so this year-round program had been going on for quite a while. And then 8 years ago, we decided to expand that year-round program and launch the Gold Coast International Film Festival. And so that's what I'm here to specifically talk about, because it's a incredible week, actually 10 days this year, where we're showing 80 films. Between feature length and short films.
Okay.
And the majority of them are Long Island or New York premieres. They're films that we get from other film festivals, from distributors that we work with. Some of them may end up in your movie theater in next year. But often they are not. And this is kind of the only place that you can see them unless you, you know, happen to live somewhere where there's an independent movie house. So it's, we found over the past several years, you know, when we started this film festival, you're putting a lot of stuff out there and you don't know what people are going to respond to, that over the years, our audiences have grown exponentially, and we find that people from all over the region. The reason we started this is not only to serve the people of the town of North Hempstead, but really it is to bring people from outside into the town of North Hempstead as well, to go to our restaurants and shops and really see what the town of North Hempstead is all about. And so we do find that that's what's happened. I mean, we get people from all over Suffolk and Nassau and Queens coming because you can't really see these films anywhere else. And there's nothing like sitting in a dark movie theater surrounded by 200 people and hearing everybody laugh or gasp or cry all at the same time. And then getting to meet the filmmakers after and ask
that's
them questions.
That's the total experience.
And, you know, even if you don't want to ask a question, listening to what other people have to ask, really, it just makes it a really fabulous
engaging experience. I mean, so I'm looking at this incredible program for the Gold Coast International Film Festival. I'm wondering what the first one looked like. Did it look like this, or are you, I mean, it's beautiful. It's got pages. It's just a really nice layout. There are schedules.
Oh, thanks. You know, we've worked really hard, actually, to make it something that's really user-friendly. From day one, we felt like it was really important to get the information out there to people so that they knew what was available. You know, you can develop the greatest program ever, but if nobody knows you're doing it, it's you know, it can be really tough.
Yes.
So actually, our official program guide, of which you're looking at, we print 60,000-70,000 copies of them. They're inserted in newspapers. They're at all libraries throughout Nassau County. They're at performing arts venues throughout the region. They're at some movie theaters. We really try to get them everywhere so that people can see, you know, kind of have something in their hand to see what we're about. But of course, we have a very robust website. We have postcards that are all over the place. You can call us. We talk to people all day long on the phone. I like comedies. What do you recommend? I'm free on Saturday. What should I see? And, you know, we really know a lot about what we're screening. You know, the films we screen, you know, when you look at the region that we all live in and work in, you know, you've got people of all ages, all backgrounds, all nationalities, all religions. So you can't necessarily, we did not want to create something that was only targeted towards one group. So from day one, our tagline has always been everyone's invited. And so every year we take that to heart and we think, what programs can we bring that will bring in a new population that maybe isn't interested in foreign films or isn't interested in documentaries, but they might be interested in something else. So, for example, and this is something that might be particularly interesting to your listeners. A year ago, we started a year-round program. It's a film and music program. It's specifically for people with memory loss. We found that that was a population that wasn't coming to our movies because of all sorts of reasons, you know, that, you know, they don't go out at night. They have, you know, they have caregivers and they can't necessarily enjoy a film in the way that maybe they used to.
Right.
So that you have to develop a specific kind of program for that population. And so we did. We partnered with a woman named Marcy Rhodes who runs a similar program out in Huntington. And we do a once-a-month free program that is film and live music-based that is for people with memory loss and their caregivers. And that is something, like I said, we do year-round, and it's also something we're doing during the festival to give it a little bit more attention. That's called Making Memories at the Movies.
Right.
That's the program we do, which is, like I said, we do it year-round, but we are doing one during the film festival so that we can kind of spread the word on this fabulous program.
Right, it is.
But that's, you know, that's a way we're trying to reach a new population. We have films that represent 22 different countries this year. So, you know, 22 different countries, you've got films that are in Chinese, that are in Farsi, that are in Hebrew, that are in Spanish. I mean, we really, and not that those groups are the only ones who go to those movies, but maybe it gets someone excited about seeing something that they might not have necessarily thought to explore before.
Caroline, your excitement for this program is like off the charts.
Yes.
I'm just saying,
I know,
you
I can talk
just
like
you know what? We're just going to be quiet. But maybe what I'd like to know a little bit about you. where did your drive come? Where's your background that brings you to this?
This is, could take a whole day, but actually, I was a corporate lawyer who always had a love for the arts. I studied theater growing up. And was in a professional children's theater, and that was really my love, but decided to go into law, be a little bit more practical, and was a corporate lawyer, but I always had this pull to work in the nonprofit arts. I wasn't a film person, per se. I was actually live theater is really my my love in music. But I always felt that, for me, the things that were that shaped me into the person I were my exposure to the arts. And so seeing the arts being cut in public schools and seeing the lack of understanding or appreciation of different art forms by people who didn't have any kind of real arts education growing up was really upsetting to me. I mean, I have lots of friends who I love and are fantastic, and I would spend all day with them, but they'd never been to a documentary before. And as a result of coming to the film festival, I actually had one of my friends say to me last year, I never knew I liked documentaries because no one had ever exposed her to them before. She didn't even know what it was. Mm-hmm. And so for me, because the arts are such an important part of my life, I made a decision at one point that I wanted to do something that helped bring the arts to a broader community, you know. And so I left corporate law and I started working for the Gold Coast Art Center about 10, 11 years ago, and with Regina Gill, who's the executive director.
Right, sure.
And during that time, we decided to found the film festival. And this is the eighth year of the film festival. And one of the reasons the film festival has been so interesting to me is because, you know, you can try to go to a Broadway show is extremely expensive. And to go to Carnegie Hall can be expensive, it can be intimidating if that's not, you know, if you're not classical music isn't your thing. All these things, there's all these barriers for people. But everybody goes to the movies or everybody watches things on TV. It's a $10 ticket. And it's not scary. It's not intimidating. But you can portray so much through your choices of films to people. So you can let them, for that $10, they can escape to another country. They can escape to another world in a way that is very hard to do in any other way. So we found that the film festival is just such, film is such an approachable artistic medium.
Right.
And so it's been, for me, incredibly rewarding to be able to make sure that the town of North Hempstead in particular has something like this that people can, they don't have to go to Manhattan. They don't have to go fly to some film festival. It's here because we have 5,000-6,000 people come to the film festival from 200 different zip codes on Long Island. People are here. And people often say to me, who are moving here, no, there's no culture on Long Island. There's nothing to do on Long Island, right?
Know where to look.
We've all said it. People don't know where to look. But
you know what? On that note, we're going to be back in about a minute or two, because we just went through 15 minutes and it flew by. This is just wonderful. And we look forward to speaking more with Caroline. We'll be right back.